Good morning to you, Lee.
Now, the men's competition has a bit of a pause for this weekend's, the Queen's Birthday long weekend, so I thought we might just touch on the ladder as it stands at the moment in the seniors. And Devonport's have had a good time of it so far. They've had 7 wins and 2 losses, currently sitting on top of the ladder.
Yeah, they certainly are, and they're doing it quite well at the moment, albeit Penguin and had a bit of success thus far.
Yeah, Penguin currently sitting second on the ladder with 6 wins and 3 losses. Wynyard in third spot with 6-3, so percentage behind the 2 Blues. And rounding out the top 4, the Burnie Dockers, they're 5-3. Outside that top 4 at the moment, the Latrobe Demons, who had their first win of the season just recently. And Ulverston rounding out the field in 6th spot. So we've got a bye, or basically the NWFL just has a bit of a recess for the men's competition this weekend. But we're looking forward to the Women's All-Star Series, which starts tomorrow. Now, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Girdleston Park, the women NWFL side will up against the SFL side. And then on Monday at 1 at Dial Park in Penguin, sees NWFL up against NTFA. So your thoughts on tomorrow's game there, Kim?
Well, members of the North West Football League Women's Representative Squad have the opportunity, Lee, to etch their names in Tasmanian football history over the long weekend, when they become the first ever women's team to represent their region in intrastate fixtures against the Southern Football League and Northern Tasmanian Football Association. The North West team contains a mixture of both youth and experience, with players that have represented the Tasmanian Devils or have previously spent time on an AFLW list. The North West Football League have appointed a 5-person leadership group that includes co-captains in Wynyard's Emma Humphreys and Latrobe's Lauren Stevenson. The team will have 3 vice-captains in Penguin full forward Taylor Marshall, who recently played her 100th club game, Ulverston's Libby Haynes, and Wynyard midfielder Olivia Smith. Lee, in tomorrow's clash against the SFL at East Devonport, players to look out for include midfielders Candice Belbin, Emma Humphreys, Olivia Smith, Megan Gaffney and Lauren Stevenson. Defenders Libby Haynes, Abby Hoiberg-Cox and Charlotte Dennis, along with forwards Nikki Ellis, Taylor Marshall and Aspen Orton. In the opposing SFL lineup, former Northwestern key forward Jenna Farrow will take her place, along with defender Sarah Skinner, and they are certain to be prominent for the South. The Northwest will be coached by astute and experienced Wynyard Women's Premiership coach Richard Douglas, who had an extensive playing career himself at Glenorchy, Wynyard and in the Southern Amateurs competition. All teams will have a 6-person interchange with the NWFL team to meet the NTFA at Penguins Dial Park on Monday, and that team will be announced after the game against the SFL. Coach Douglas and all team members are confident that the NWFL will be highly competitive in both the representative matches, and it is to be hoped that our team can get through tomorrow's game injury-free to enable the girls to back up in their Monday encounter against the NTFA. And as you've pointed out already, Lee, 1 o'clock starts at both East Devonport and Dial Park, with only a gold coin donation as an entry fee. Represents good value, Lee.
Yeah, it sure does. And it's great for women's football, isn't it? It just shows you where we're coming when it comes to women's football in 2021 and in a lot of occasions playing against friends. So it's a great honour to pull on that representative jumper, isn't it, Kim?
It certainly is. And seeing it's the first time, it makes it even more special.
Inaugural, yeah.
We'll appreciate it as time goes by.
Fantastic. So we wish the girls all the very best. Now, the NWFL women's team to play on Monday, as you just alluded to, at Dial Park in Penguin from 1 o'clock. That team will be announced after the game tomorrow.
That's correct.
So we wish all the girls all the very best. NWFL versus the Southern Football League. That's at Girdleston Park, East Devonport, starting at 1 o'clock ahead of the game on Monday at Dial Park in Penguin. 1 o'clock, so get out about and support great local football. And isn't it good for the competition that we've got the NWFL up against the SFL and the NTFA?
Yeah, let's hope it's a forerunner for the men's senior group too. I think if that reappears, we're going to have a great football
here,
in front of us.
We've got some AFL football tonight. Now, last night it was Geelong doing the job over Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval by 21 points. And tonight, my mob, the mighty Swans, take on the Hawks.
Yeah, and Lee, the Swans go in with an unchanged lineup in their clash with Hawthorn, with the Hawks making 3 changes, most notable being the return of Jager O'Meara. But with Tom Papley, Isaac Heaney and Buddy Franklin all in good touch in the front half, I think I'm selecting the Swans to win by a reasonably comfortable margin.